time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th. I'm Brent Helen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour.
On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
President Joe Biden delivered a fiery argument for a second term in his State of the Union speech Thursday night. Biden repeatedly delivered attacks at his predecessor without ever mentioning Trump by name. The scrappy tone from Biden was a sharp break from his often humdrum daily appearances and was designed to banish doubts about whether the 81-year-old is still up to the job. For 68 minutes, Biden goaded Republicans over their policies and invited call-and-response banter with fellow Democrats on economic issues, taxes, and health care. In a biting Republican response to Biden's address, first-term Senator Katie Britt of Alabama slammed the president's handling of the economy, the southern border, crime, and foreign policy.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace.
At 42, she is the youngest Republican woman ever to be elected to the upper chamber. We are learning about a wastewater spill on the Russian River that took place back on March 1st and 2nd. The cause was a power outage at the Russian River County Sanitation District Treatment Plant. Once the power was restored, a valve closed, allowing the wastewater to build up and overflow. In sports, the Bulls beat the Warriors 125-122. Steph Curry left the game in the fourth quarter. The Warriors are at home against the Spurs on Saturday. And your forecast today, sunny skies with mid-60s, really a nice day. Tonight, increasing clouds with overnight lows in the 40s. Showers are possible late. Tomorrow, maybe a shower early, then a slight chance for the afternoon. Rain is likely on Sunday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
102.7 The Wolf.
All right, guys, a little after 8 o'clock, time to crank out another hour of America's greatest hits. I got good stuff coming up from, let's see, the B-52s, Duran Duran in the mix, as well as Blondie, Prince, Stevie Nicks, Roxette, Aerosmith, and Bryan Adams on the way as well. And we're going to rewind the year 1980, all coming up. This hour of 102.7 The Wolf.
102.7 The Wolf.
Showing signs of picking up, so let's get another update on the roadways from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
Trouble on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Good morning, traffic sponsored by PreventWildfireCA.org. Westbound on that span, right pretty much in the center of the bridge, is a crash blocking the left-hand lane. And so the drive out of Richmond jammed from Canal Boulevard. Southbound 101 into Marin, that is just a bit sluggish between Alameda Del Prado and the Marin County Civic Center. Meantime, northbound 101, delays in Santa Rosa beginning at Santa Rosa Avenue, and that continues pretty much all the way to College Avenue. Why fight fire with fire? Well, here in California, we're proactive. Prescribed fire helps prevent larger wildfires, keeping forests healthier and communities safer. Learn more at PreventWildfireCA.org. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Moving on the floor now, baby.
Wolf Rewinds 1980. 8 U.S. servicemen are killed in an unsuccessful hostage rescue attempt. The hot sports car was the Datsun 280Z. In Sonoma County, the Press Democrat ran full-page ads for the new Cambridge low-tar cigarette. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as the Wolf Rewinds 1980.
Seven the Wolf, it's Rick Michaels. So if you haven't heard, we have got your tickets to see former Eagles guitarist Don Felder April 12th, and it's all going to happen at Graton Resort and Casino in Rohnert Park. Just be listening for your cue and then text the keyword Felder to 707-636-1027. Tickets are on sale at our website, thewolf.fm, but you can text to win a pair from the Wolf.
Covers me. Can you, my darling?